Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, wenn es sagt, dass Chala Peri Beis Mishnah, hey, ha mafrish chalasoi kemach. This person separates Chala from flour before he turned it into a dough. Sagt the Mishnah, eina Chala. It's not considered Chala. Torah says, reishas arisai seichem. That means your dough, not your flour. So if you separate it when it's flour, you can say, ah, this is my Chala, but it's not Chala. Not only that, if you give it to the Kayin, Zakt de Mishnah, the Gazel biyad Kayin. If you're going to say to the Kayin, here's your Chala, this is what I separated as Chala, the Kayin has to say, flour? Take it back. And if he doesn't, it's considered Gazela. It's Gazela biyad Kayin as long as it stays in the hands of the Kayin. Now, the Bat Tanura explains the reason we want this Kayin to give it back is because we need the person that separated the challah to understand that it's not challah. Because really, the Kayin could say, look, he gave me this flour. People know you have to separate challah from a dough, not flour. So stam it's a matana. That would not be a bad argument. Still, the Chachamim obligated the Kayin to return it to avoid problems. We need the person to understand that he was not yet in the midst of challah yet, and that his dough is going to be considered tevel until he separates challah from the dough. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, ha'isa atzman, the dough itself, that was made out of the leftover flour, chayeves b'chali, he's left to separate challah from it. Not only that, v'hakemach, the flour that you supposedly separated and said, this is your challah, im yesh b'kishir, if that is the shir of chayev challah, which is the five kavin of flour, then the dough you make out of that, chayeves b'chala, is also mechuyev in chala. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, let's say I did this. I separated the chala from flour, and I gave it to the Kayin. You should know, v'asura lezarim, the flour that was given to the Kayin, a non-Kayin cannot eat it. Divid Rabbi Yeshua, zehal Rabbi Yeshua. Now, why not? You just told me it's not chala. And the answer is, explains about Tanura, it's a chumra. L'maisa, people that see it don't understand. They see someone separating chala and giving it to a Kayin. It looks like challah. If a non-kain will be allowed to eat it, they're going to think that a zara, a non-kain, can eat challah. Amru lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maisa, there was a story where a person taka separated challah from flour, and he gave it to the kain. Ukefasha zokain zar. A certain Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, who was not a kain, grabbed the flour out of the kain's possession and ate it. So how can you say that the flour is usher to someone who's not a kain? We say zaken, that means old, but it means a talmud chacham. Sometimes the word zaken means talmud chacham, zaken zeshekana chachma, and he was a reliable person. In other words, what he did is considered a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua's shita. How was he allowed to eat it? Omar lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to the chachamim, well, what he did was wrong. He could be a Talmud Chacham, but in this case, he was mistaken. Afhu kilka le'atzmi en chanami. That Chacham made a mistake. He was over in Isser by eating it. He ate it, and there'll be a punishment for that. Although, v'tikin l'achayrim. So it's interesting how we touch the words v'tikin l'achayrim. Others who saw this Talmud Chacham do it, they're going to say, oh, if you give flour to a kain as challah, you could eat it. And they're going to eat it, and they're not going to be blamed. Because they're going to say, well, we saw a Talmud Chacham do it. But this Zaken, Zar, that did it, no, he's going to be held accountable for it. He was over in Isser the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, a Zar shouldn't eat it. In the Shnai Saliyo, it says, the Tikkun L'Chayrim means, look, at least he established that if you separate challah from flour, it's not challah. If not, he wouldn't have eaten it. But L'maisa, he was Kilka L'Atzmai, because he was over the Isser the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, once you give it to the Kayin, even though it's not technically challah, a Zar shouldn't eat it. So chazing over our Mishnah, if someone separates his challah from flour, it's not challah, it's considered gzeil in the hands of the Kayin. The Kayin has to return it. The dough itself that the owner needs from the rest of the flour, you still have to separate challah from it because the first challah doesn't count. And as far as the actual flour that he took off and said, this is the challah, she gave to the Kayin, if that has the shear, which is 1 1/4 calves, 5 kavim, then it's mechuyev in challah. there's a gzeda de rabbanan, and therefore it's asa lezarim, even though technically it shouldn't be asa lezarim because it's not really chala. But Rabbi Yeshua says, look, once you gave it to the kayin and people think it's chala, we don't want a zar to eat it. There was a story where Takasama separated chala from flour, and a zaken a Talmud Chacham who was not a kayin, was a zar, grabbed it and ate it. So we presented that as a kind of a question to Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he was wrong. Maybe he's a Talmud Chacham, but here he made a mistake. And he's going to be accountable for it, even though he did kind of fix things a little bit for others. Because if others are also going to eat it now, they're going to say, look, we didn't know, we saw this Talmud Chacham eat it. And some say it means that he fixed things for others, that's how the Shnei Seliyahu learns. It became very clear to them, being that this non-Kayan Talmud Chacham ate it, so when you separate challah from flour, even though you gave it to the Kayan, it's not considered challah.